Good morning, and welcome to DeWitt Community Church on this Confirmation Sunday. We're glad that you came to join us this morning to confirm 15 of our young people, both confirming them in their faith and also inviting them into membership at the church. We're here on staff, all of us today, Pastor Mark, Pastor Alan, Mary, and myself. I'm Pastor Cindy, and we've been fortunate enough to be able to work with these 15 confirmands over the last few months, 8 months to be exact. We've seen their faith grow as they've grown in their maturity as well, and today you'll get to see how talented they are and how much they really love the Lord.
This is a reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. I am the true vine, and my Father is the keeper of the vineyard. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, and every branch that does bear fruit. He prunes to make it even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Just as no branch can bear no fruit by itself unless it remains in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are gathered up, thrown in the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, and you will bear much fruit, providing yourself to my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Remain in my love. The word of the Lord.
When I think of confirmation, I think of a newness, a transformation of who we are into becoming who we are in Christ. It's a maturing and unleashing of untapped spiritual potential. In baptism, we're reborn through water and the Spirit, but in confirmation, we unleash the Holy Spirit that we receive in confirmation to live full spiritual lives as believers of Christ. Not only do the confirmands reaffirm the promises their parents made for them in baptism, but now they stand on their own two feet and promise to live a life grounded in faith for themselves. But these promises aren't made alone. They do these promises with the support of their sponsors as well as the entire church while they look on. Their sponsors will be part of their lives for the rest of their lives, close and personal to them, praying for them and being a source of encouragement and support and hopefully guidance. And likewise, the congregation will welcome them into the fold, promising to help them become who God made them authentically to be, created in the image of Christ. It's the idea that confirmation is a public declaration of faith, an outward expression of an inward decision to follow Christ. In confirmation, we become marked permanently with a new identity as children of the King. Confirmation is a strengthening of the grace they received at baptism and an invitation to fully participate in the life of the church.
So this year I've had the privilege of being able to work alongside 15 confirmation students. And it's really been remarkable seeing their journey and how they've grown and explored their faith throughout the past few months. Reverend Cindy and I have been able to get to know these individuals and see them really grow into being young adults. And it's pretty cool seeing them on the first day of confirmation to today, where they're officially being confirmed, and seeing how much they've actually grown as people and as Christ followers, and just really how their journey's progressed.
My name is Jaden Cray. I go to Bishop Grimes. I'm in eighth grade. My word was remember. From a biblical standpoint, remember is when we remember what God did for us and following after him. I think that I should remember from my past experiences and learn from them.
I'm Lily Butler. I'm in eighth grade at James Littlewit Middle School, and my word is remain. In a biblical sense, it means to just like remain like with God, or like no, like if you know it's gonna be hard, or like if something's hard, just like stay by his side. To me, it just remain like doing the good things, like working hard and being kind to people.
Thomas Wildhack, I'm in ninth grade, MPH. Redeem. It's kind of a way to you know, make something wrong right, to redeem yourself from sin. That was kind of Jesus' work. You know, we all do bad things, and, you know, redemption's a way to kind of make them right.
I'm Annie Leonard, and I go to Wellwood Middle School, and I'm in eighth grade, and my word is recover. It's turning towards God and away from the world. Like, when you get hurt at, like, a sport, like, I got hurt in volleyball, and I had to recover from my injury.
My name's Grace Metnick. I go to school at Wellwood Middle School, and I'm in eighth grade. My word is restrain. My word means to restrain from sinning or doing anything wrong in your life. Restraining from things that I want to do but know that they're bad, or then doing the good instead.
My name is Sophie Leonard. I'm in eighth grade and I go to Wellwood Middle School, and my word is refined. Refined means getting rid of your sins and becoming more pure. Well, whenever I'm like nervous, like for taking a test or something, usually like negative thoughts get into my head, like I might fail or something, and I try to let those negative thoughts like leave so I can focus.
Confirmation is an expression of faith that requires us to turn away from the things that hinder our relationship with God. We live differently than the world lives. Rather than striving for power and prestige, wealth and pleasure, we seek to follow God's will and His ways. Rather than just knowing about God, who He is with our intellect, we use our whole person to know Him personally. Rather than concentrating on ourselves and being self-centered, we start to view the world through different eyes, through God's eyes, seeking the way of faith so that we can serve each other through our unique and authentic gifts. And now we become empowered by the Holy Spirit. We live our lives aligned with God's will. And as full members of the congregation here at DeWitt Community Church, our congregants promise that they'll stay connected. Without each one of them and their special gifts and talents that they offer to use here at the church, we won't be who we truly are meant to be, functioning completely as the body of Christ. Without them, we would lack an integral part of our family.
My name is James Wildhack. I go to MPH Manuel's Pebble Hill. I'm in eighth grade. Reform. Well, obviously, like, if you wanted to be in God's graces, you had to, like, change or sacrifice something. So that's what I learned about my word. Well, one of the things I saw is you had to go through some kind of challenge or struggle to change yourself. And when I moved, it was a struggle. Obviously, I had to make a lot of new friends, meet new people. I had to leave my old friends. But in the end, it was a really good experience.
My name is Callan Johnson. I go to JD Middle School. I'm in eighth grade, and my word is relief. Relief means, in a biblical sense, to let stress leave your body, or to not be worried about certain stress-related issues. When my cat ran away from home, I was sort of in a very stressful mood for a while until we eventually were able to get him back, and then I was relieved.
My name is Molly McNanny. I go to school at Wellwood Middle School. I'm in eighth grade. My word is renew. In the Bible, they talk a lot about renewing your faith. And like, if you feel separation from God, you can renew and like make your faith like stronger again and come back to God. A lot of people like can renew their strength if they have like an injury. It's like if you like break a bone or something, you can like renew your strength and come back from.
My name's Sydney Hines, and I go to Fayetteville Manlius Wellwood, and my word is reserve. My word reserve means to me how when God had His disciples, and when they would turn their backs to Him, and when they would resent Him, He always left a place for them and with Him. My siblings, they're in college, and even when they are gone, we always leave their rooms exactly how they are, so that when they come back, they still feel welcome and at home.
My name is Scott Hills, eighth grade, Eagle Hill Middle School, resort. Well, in the Bible, we see people resort to the Lord and to prayer during times of hardship. Yeah, when I was in fifth grade, my uncle passed away, and it was a really hard time for me and my family, but through resorting to the Lord, I was able to get through a rough time in my life.
At the confirmation retreat, we talked a lot about breaking down walls, barriers that keep us from God. We talked about taking away those things that slow us down or impede our faith, our journey of faith. We want to break away from those things that divide us from God and one another. We intentionally decide to not make poor choices or let the past circumstances that we've been through that were outside of our control hinder us from our relationship with God. Rather than living life in pain, we live life in faith. And just as Scripture tells us that on the day of Jesus' death, the curtain in the temple was ripped in two, torn down, so we too tear down any barriers that might cause us to not be with Christ. We want to love God for the rest of our lives.
My name is Andres Valderas. I'm in eighth grade. I go to school at Jamesville DeWitt Middle School, and my word was resolve. In a biblical sense, resolve is kind of to decide or figure out in the way that you would resolve something or settle it. Sometimes, usually casually, when I'm playing a soccer game, you would resolve and someone would win, or maybe at school if there's a conflict between two people, they would resolve their differences.
Okay. My name is Charlotte Stepanian. I'm in eighth grade at Jamesville DeWitt Middle School, and my word is remove. God helps us remove hardships and things from our lives that cause us worries, and we trade that with the hands of God. I think that God has helped me also remove worries and troubles from my life and helped me through that.
My name is Wyatt Dupel. I'm in eighth grade at the North Syracuse Junior High School, and my word is refuse. To refuse is to show that one isn't willing to do something. This word has showed up in my life because I refuse to let bad thoughts bring me down and exceed expectations.
Okay, my name is Paige Stepanian. I go to Jamesville DeWitt High School, and my word is request. Requests are a way to stay connected with God because He requests us to stay loyal to Him and be a good person, and in return, He will help answer our requests. In my life, I have asked God for things, and He has answered my requests.
So I'm really proud of each and every one of you. I think you're all doing a tremendous job, and it's really been an honor to be able to work with each one of you and get to know you more and get to know some of your gifts and talents and see how you want to explore those things more in the future and how you want to walk alongside God in your future as well. So I just really want to congratulate you and thank you for letting us be able to be a part of this journey. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen as you go forward in your own faith journey. So please know you're always welcome to visit us or come see us. We're going to miss you. Please come back next year. But just so excited for you. So congratulations and happy Confirmation Day.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. Ooh, oh, you say I don't belong. Oh, you say I am yours. everything you think of me. In you I find my worth, in you I find my identity.
Will you please join me in prayer? My dear friends, let us be one in praying to God, our Father, as we are one in faith, hope, and love His Spirit gives. For those sons and daughters of God, confirmed by the gift of the Spirit, we pray that they may be strengthened by Christ to live lives built on faith and love. For their parents, godparents, and sponsors who have led them in faith, guide them so that by their words and example, they may always encourage these newly confirmed to follow the way of Jesus Christ. For the Holy Church of God throughout the world, that we may be gathered together by the Holy Spirit, so as to grow in unity of faith and love until His Son returns in glory. For all people of every race and nation, that they may acknowledge God as Father, and in the bond of unity seek His kingdom, which is peace and joy. God, our Father, you sent your Holy Spirit upon the apostles, and through them and their successors, you give the Spirit to your people. May his work begun at Pentecost continue to grow in the hearts of all who believe. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.